I'm not normally a three-person or three-homily preacher, but I do like the scriptures. Now, let's come back to Solomon. This young teenager who gets off in the wrong direction, with the wrong group of people, and finds himself in a place he should not be. And yet, the Lord meets him right there and asks that question, what do you want? What do you want me to do for you? Pay attention to his response. The first thing this young lad says, Lord God, you made me to succeed David as king. That's the first thing he says. Like in our own time of prayer, in our walk with the Lord, can we keep that right before us? Like, you are the creator, I am a creature. I didn't ask to be born. You have given me the gift of life. You made me. The second thing, so first he acknowledges, you made me. The second thing he says, it's underneath. Patience. The second thing. I serve you in the midst of your people. Okay? So first he says, you made me. The second thing he says, I serve you. And the third piece, give me wisdom. Give me an understanding heart. I don't know about you, but way too often in my prayer, in my walk with the Lord, I often start out with, give me. I need help with. I'm afraid with. I don't know what the answer is to this. I need courage. No. It's so important to keep the right order. You made me. I serve you. Give me wisdom. Now, biblically, wisdom is all about seeing things from God's perspective, like from the height of mountain height, looking down, or hilltop, looking down. Wisdom also entails looking at a situation or event from the perspective of others. But biblically, the fool is this, one who thinks himself wise in their own eyes. They're only concerned about themselves. What's in it for me? What will I get out of this? How will my life be better? We want to be people who seek wisdom. You made me, I serve you, give me wisdom. Solomon, his life as a youth, and he gets off on the wrong foot, and to be honest, his long reign as king, in many ways, it goes from bad to worse. And by the end of his life, his family is in great rivalry. There's killing of siblings. And shortly after his death, within 5 years, the 12 tribes of Israel, they divide between the north and the south. And they never again are united until Jesus comes 1,000 years later. Another piece. So it's important to finish strong. Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs. There's 31 Proverbs. So like today's the 30th, perhaps find your Bible, just read Proverbs 30. Just make that a daily habit, if you will. Without a doubt, my favorite Bible verse comes from Proverbs 27. And here it is. The prudent see danger coming and take action. The foolish do nothing and suffer for it. That applies to every area of life. Exercise, diet, relationships, finances. The prudent, the wise, they see danger coming and they take action. The foolish do nothing and suffer for it. So here it is. Let's just do a little quiz, if you will. Number one, you know this one. Let us remember. Good. Lead me where? Good. Makes me happy. And here's the prayer that I keep on my heart from Proverbs 27, verse 12. It's real simple. You can pray it each day. You can teach your kids. You can teach your kids to pray this. It's real simple. Lord, help me to know what is right. Help me to do what is right, even when it's hard. Even when it's hard. When it's hard to forgive, when it's hard to be patient, when it's hard to be generous. Help me to know what's right. Help me to do what's right, even when it's hard. Let's remember Solomon. You made me, I serve you. Give me wisdom.